Proverbs chapter 30. If you have it, say amen. Who hath ascended up, in verse 4, who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Stretch your hands towards heaven and ask God to stand by me and help me. Father dear, we pray for the abilities that we do not possess, that you would give us grace and show us mercy, that you would bless us, Lord, that we may be a blessing to others. This we ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? We've always been mystified by God. He is a spirit. Jacob, in his encounter, when he was wrestling with him and touched by that invisible God, just cried out and said, "Tell me thy name." But in doing that, he was driven to his knees. He was unequal for the combat. He was not ready to face such an opponent. "Tell me thy name," was on the lips of Jacob and on the lips of his descendants. And even today, there are people who are so out of touch with God that they do not understand him nor his ways. The importunity of our existence, that we don't deal with God on a daily basis, and that we have a problem of gripping God, even in our thoughts. We cannot seem to get high enough. We cannot seem to be pure enough. We cannot seem to be strong enough to contend with such a God. Listen to his qualifications. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Only God. Who hath gathered the winds in his fist? Gathered the winds? How do you gather wind? It's intangible. You can't hold the wind. But here, it's somebody says, do you know him? Do you know his name? Do you know his son's name? Can you tell me about this God that can gather the winds in his fist? Can you tell me about this God who can bind the waters in a garment? Who held one day in the palm of his hand the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Antarctic. Also in his hand was the same, was a great river. Mississippi, Missouri, Arkansas, Ohio, all of the little rivers and all of the little creeks and all of the little rivers. He held them in the palms of his hands. This writer said he gathered them up in a garment. He soaked them all up in his garment. Oh, that's a mighty God.
Yes, sir.
He holds the winds, he gathers the winds up in his fist. He gathers the waters up in his garment. There he stands, unmoved by that kind of power. It's as natural to him as breathing is to us. He's God, always has been God, always will be God, never has changed, never will be forced to change, never will be forced to explain anything he does. He is God. Oh, I don't understand everything that I'm reading to you. Who hath established the ends of the earth? Who can set at the beginning and say the end will be? And then see to it, stay alive? I could predict to you a lot of predictions, but I may not live to see them. But God. Oh, somebody already shout, but God. But God has never missed one prophecy. But God has never let one prophecy fall to the earth unfulfilled. But God spoke in the beginning and measured to the end of the earth. But God can sit on that throne and say, the new heavens and the new earth are coming, and will make sure that God can go into the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and speak about a people called Israel and give them 70 weeks. Oh, yeah. What's his name? One of the old writers said, the echo of ancient chanting, the gleam of altar flames, a stone of 100 temples graven with sacred names, man's patient quest for the secret in soul, in star, in sod, some deem it superstition, and others believe it is God. I believe it is God. I do not believe in evolution. I do not believe just because scientists said they can carbon date something that carbon date is accurate. But I do believe God. I don't believe they know where the first planet came from. I do not believe they understand where our universe came from. But I do believe that God can span it out in a span. And that it was all created by the might of His power. One old black preacher said he stepped out on nothing. And the reason he stepped out on nothing, because there was nothing to step out on. And from the fingers of his almightiness, he flipped forth the universe. He said, and when he struck his will against the anvil of his omnipotence, he said, things trembled and shook, and everything come in place. Oh, I believe in that kind of a God. Can anybody shout amen?
Amen.
I believe there's a God that knows you personally.
Amen.
And knows every one of us in the same personal way. I believe there's a God that knew you before there was anything to know about you.
Yes, sir.
And made an appointment with you and kept it. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? What I'm saying is, you didn't accidentally stumble into church. You didn't accidentally feel like praying. You didn't accidentally want to change your ways. You didn't accidentally want to come home. There was a God above you that loved you and drew you with cords of love. There was a God who didn't give up on you. There was a God who waited thousands of years for you to be born of your mom and dad, and was there when you was born, and will be there when you die. What's his name? You see, it's one of those things that we all want to know more about God. We don't know how to ask God about himself. How do you ask God about himself? Please explain to me, Spirit. How do you live forever and never get hungry? How do you live forever and not want a drink of water? How do you live forever and never grow old? Oh, I just back down and say, God, if you don't mind, I'll keep my questions so I get a better mind. You promised me one. When I get a better mind, I can sit down and talk to you about these things. For right now, it's more than I can comprehend. But there is always in us that wanting. We want to know more about God. We want to get closer to God. We want to know what we can't do so we can please God. And what we do that pleases God. We want to know how we can approach Him. But all of those questions have always been a mystery to us, because we don't know how to answer them. The Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. Oh, can He conceal? Now, you ought to throw the songbook up in the air, got out of your pew and run around the building. You know why? Because God's never told one of your sins to anybody, and He knows them all. Oh, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. If He was tonight be my enemy and start writing my sins on the wall, my face would be red. I'd close my Bible. I'd walk out of here because nobody would want to listen to me. But for the years that I've been saved, 50 years, He's never one time tucked that ability He's got to take a finger and write on the wall and talk to men about their sins. How many know He can do it if He wanted to? It's the glory of God to conceal. It's the glory of God to cover. It's the glory of God to give you a chance. It's the glory of God to give you a chance to stand straight, tall, righteous. It's the glory of God not to beat you down because of your inconsistencies. It's the glory of God to conceal your weakness in His strength. Well, somebody ought to say, I love that guy. Hey, nobody loves me like Jesus. I love that guy who loved me, gave Himself for me, and washed me from my sins. He didn't just go get a fountain. He opened it, drew the washing element and the power out of His own veins that I might be righteous. Who was one day unrighteous, that I might be holy, who was one day very filthy. Oh, you don't know who I'm talking about, do you? It's always been angels' desires to look into redemption. Why God pays so much attention to man. And man is always asking God so many questions. And an angel never questions God one time. Here man sends up prayers. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? How come you've not come? And an angel sits there, hands over his feet, hands over his face. He stands there, wings tucked, hollering, glory, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Man down on his knees saying, God, I need you, come right now. Angels look into that. They don't understand that. Here we are, talking to God like that. And tell me you're not guilty. Don't want to talk to me. You're allowed to talk to me, just don't sass me. That means you can say amen. You can say glory to God. You can say hallelujah. You can say preach it, preacher. You see, the light didn't come quickly. We waited a long time to see God. It didn't come quickly. And the Pentateuch, it was Adonijah, Elohim, Jehovah, Lord of hosts. They were fearful of Him. Only one or two friends in all the chapters of Genesis. Abraham, friend of God. Jacob, prince with God. A generation, a whole world lost because of God's anger. A world divided by giving them different languages because God said that's enough. He was fearful. He was awesome. He was that God that they dared not move in His presence and dare not approach Him lest He die. He's that God, the judge of the quick and the dead. He is that God. Oh, Moses in Midian, he felt the need. After God had met him at the burning bush, he felt the need. Saying, God, you're going to send this emancipation document. You're going to send it to Israel. You're going to tell me I'm your ambassador and I'm going to go. But you don't have no signature on this document. So what do I tell them? Listen to what he said. Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, they shall say unto me, what is his name? First thing they'll want to know is, what is your name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. I am that I am. It simply means I am self-existent and I am supreme. Well, that don't relieve much tension. That still don't give you much wiggle room. You still are hauled right there by the awesomeness and the almightiness of God. So he takes this emancipation project and he goes into to deliverance. And when he meets this God has no mercy on the Egyptians. Plagues and plagues and plagues and plagues until he brings a great nation down to its knees. And he leads his people out. Then they get out away from Egypt. And he sits on top of a mountain and it smokes. Thick clouds. Rumbling thunder and lightning. Israel quakes again. And God said, you put soldiers around, you put a boundary around and tell them, if they touch this mount, they're as good as dead. Who I am that I am. That's his name. But it takes more than that. It takes more than that. So Moses leads them through, and then David becomes king after being a shepherd. And he writes the 23rd Psalm and he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All of a sudden the God that sits on top of a mountain now comes down to a sheepcote. The God that sits all alone in his majesty comes down and walks with the shepherd, tending him. Isaiah will take it up and talk about an eternal king whose throne is high and lifted up. But then he will say he sees him feeding his flock like a shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms and carrying them in his bosom. That's never been before. Isaiah, you're out there preaching a gospel, but we can appreciate it. We can appreciate a God, however glorious, so long as he condescends to us and to our low estate and pities us in our weakness and pardons us in our sin. Jesus made the final act to show the Father to us. He says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. And all of a sudden, it becomes family. He's not just a shepherd and we sheep and no connection. Now he's a father, and the opening is that I can be his child. It's not a shepherd that is one nature and a sheep that is another. It is a father who is of the same nature as his children. It's a father that loves his children. It's a father who gives daily bread to his children. It's a father who daily gives mercy to his children. It's a father who daily loads his children with benefits. All of a sudden, he's not a God afar off. He's no longer just Jehovah. He's no longer the great I Am. He is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Isaac Watts, and will this sovereign King of glory condescend, and will he write his name, my Father and my friend? Let me tell you what that name again. He said, if you keep my commandments, you will no longer be my servant, but you will be my friend. All of a sudden He begins personality. He becomes very intimate with us. He comes close to us. The amazing miracle is that he doesn't leave us like he finds us. Amen. You see, that's what it's all about when it's written in His Word and witnessed in our hearts, all of a sudden our intentions are weighed in a balance of love that we may want to do good and cannot do it, but He steps in. We have received the Spirit, not a bondage again unto fear, but we have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh. Now, God has come so close, we look at Him and say, Daddy, Papa, Abba, Father. What's His name? Eternity itself can give us no more illumination. You see, His Son's name, canst thou tell? Go back to the school of prophets and let them spell it out. They try. Isaiah calls Him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Also, the prophet calls Him a man of sorrows. He's acquainted with our grief. Malachi says, the Son of Righteousness shall arise upon you with healing in His wings. But we have lived so long without God that it's hard for us to understand those words, that He's a tender God of mercy, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light unto them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Star, sun, day spring, is He no name, no other name? Is there not comfort? Is there not somewhere we can go to find a name that lifts a burden? Yes. Go to Bethlehem's manger. And there standing beside it is a shining man who said, Thou shalt call His name Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sins. That's the name that lifted me out of the pit of sin. That's the name that dried all my tears of regret. That's the name that put hope in my soul and strengthened my character. That's the name that drew me from sin into holiness. That's the name. I don't need another name. There may be titles of God, but I don't use them when I pray. There may be titles of God, but I don't use them when I sing. There may be titles of God, but I tell you, the one name that's above every name is still the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, the name to sinners dear, the name that sinners given, it scatters all their guilty fear and turns their hell to heaven. Jesus. Jesus, my shepherd, husband, friend, my prophet, priest, and king. He's everything that I need. He is my prophet. He is my friend. He is my husband. He is my priest. And He's my coming king. He's my all and all. Oh, you're not helping me. Jesus, the name high over all, in hell or earth or sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. Jesus, I want that name that conquers Satan and puts him under my feet. I want that name that gives me the edge in the battle. My friend, Brother Havis Crawford, I listened to Brother Havis preach one time, and he said, the devil had me in a corner. He said, he had me in a corner, Benny. He said, he had me in a corner. I didn't know what to do. And then it came to me, say that name. And he said, I said, Jesus. The devil bowed and I escaped. I want that name that conquers Satan. I want that name that conquers sin. I want that name that conquers demons. I want that name that liberates men. I want that name that breaks the yoke off of my neck and snaps the chains off of me. I want that name that can set me free. I want that name that shatters dungeons, doors. I want that name that loosens fetters. I want that name that can break a drug habit. I want that name that can take that bottle out of your house. Amen. I want that name that can set you free. so you're not dependent on anything anymore. I want that name that can take habits out of you. Well, somebody ought to be with me by now. Oh, tell me His name. Oh, listen to me, great writer of Proverbs. I have found it. It is no secret what Jesus can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll welcome you. It is no secret what Jesus can do. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Todd Hatcher will stand up and tell you, Jesus made me a man. And he's always been a pretty good man. But he said, Jesus made me a man. Look at Lee Abner sitting in the pew next to his wife. She's up here testifying this morning. I watched him. He jumped to his feet. That's not the Lee of yesterday. That's the Lee that got liberated. Come on, somebody shout amen. Oh, look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. We've come from here. We've come from there. We've come from bad. We've come from worse. But the name that set us all free was the name of Jesus. Oh, I remember that night. I remember that night when my burdens rolled away. I remember that night when I whispered that name and sins fell away. I remember that night when all that I was changed in a moment. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sweetest note in seraphim song. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Oh, but has He no other name? Is that it? Is that all that He has for us? Does He have an antidote to death? Can death be driven away by that name? Come to Bethany. Come to Bethany. We stand there and we say with Martha and Mary, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. He is not dead, but sleepeth. Not dead? 4 days, I know He's dead. He says to them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go away to prepare you a place. And to that soul, the gospel reaches deeper. It tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never, 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 never die. Oh, hallelujah. Woo!
Glory to God.
That mean nothing to you. Mean nothing to you. I've been there when I watched my saints die. I've been by their bedside. I have watched them go from here to there. If I didn't believe that they were not dead, I could never get up in this pulpit again and preach the resurrection and the life. That's His name. The resurrection and the life. That's His name. Not only is it Jesus, but He steps out and said, I am.
Right?
Oh, I heard that. Where did I hear that at? Where did I hear that at? I heard that Moses signing, asking God to sign the petition of emancipation to set the prisoners free. He signs it with, I am that I am. I heard that name and He said, I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the light of the world. I am that I am. I am has a face. I am has a name. I am has a personality. Hallelujah. And His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's what we need. This sin haunted, death haunted men and women, they need a gospel. And the gospel is Jesus Christ, Him crucified, buried and resurrected the third day. Fear not, for I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of hell. I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. And on his vesture and on his thigh was a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the name of the conqueror of death, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wherefore also God highly exalted him and gave unto him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And he shall reign forever and ever, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, forever and ever. Hallelujah! The Lord God omnipotent reigneth!
Amen.
So, I go back to my text for just one brief second before I take my seat. Who hath ascended up into heaven and led captivity captive, or descended and emptied out paradise? Who hath gathered the winds in his fist? Jesus. Who hath bound the waters in his garment? Jesus. Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, he's a healer.
Oh, yes,
he is. He's a helper.
Oh, yes.
He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He's a fortress. He's a rock. He's a light. He's a guide. He's the best friend that you'll ever have. Oh, let me ask you again. What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, I tell you what, I don't know if we're Pentecostal or not. And in my feet is a dance. If I could just dance. But I'm not a dancer. So I have to wait for my partner so I can ride on his toes. But when he comes and I get a step on his toes, boy, can we dance. Woo! I don't hardly do anything without my partner. I can't preach without him. Can't sing without him. Can't love without him. Can't make it without him. But I know his name and he knows mine. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lover of my soul, Jesus. Best friend I've ever had in life, Jesus. Savior of my soul, Jesus. Waymaker, Jesus. Sin killer, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory.
He just got close enough. Woo! I got on his feet for a few minutes. Woo! I really don't want to sit down, but I'm done preaching. This is when a preacher turns to a worshiper. Glory to God. I love preaching till the worshiper comes. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I love when worship comes in. The Holy Ghost takes over. And my mouth gets anointed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Obey God. You got it. Obey God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be His.
His holy name. Blessed be His holy name.
Church. Spirit, I say unto thee, ask of thee to worship me. I am thy ruler. I am thy God. I am thy salvation. I am that thou hast asked of me. But I was that before thou asked me. I have that been that from the foundation of the world, saith the Lord. I am thy guide. I am the light. I am the shepherd of the sheep. I am the good shepherd of the sheep. My sheep know my voice. A stranger they will not follow. And I say unto thee this night, come to me, worship me, give me thine heart, glorify me, and I will be to thee that that thou needest, thy healer, thy guide, thy all-sufficient one. I will give thee the gifts that thou hast asked for. I will give to thee that that thou needest to take thee through the waters. I will give thee that that thou needest to take thee through the fire, saith the Lord. I will be unto thee that that thou needest. I am the all-sufficient one, saith the Lord of glory. I gave my life for thee. Thou hast trusted me, and I give unto thee that that thou askest, saith the Lord, because thou art my church. I purchased thee with my blood. I am thy Father. I am thy God. Trust me, saith the Lord.
Oh, raise your hands and worship Him.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Sister Millie and Sister Jean come and sing. It's the sweetest name I know. Worship Him. He just gave you a blank check. You realize that? God has just gave you a blank check. He's already signed it, and He's asking you to fill it in. If you'll fill it in and bring it to the bank of heaven, God will cash it. He'll stand good for it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody ought to be shouting glory. You ought to be saying to Him, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. How I love you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Altars open to the church. And anyone here that don't know Jesus, it's especially open to you.
Above all others,
won't you come? Won't you come? The door's open. You'll save it to the uttermost. Won't you come? Won't you make your way to this altar, sir? Won't you make your way to this altar, sister? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Evermore the same. What a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Oh, it's sweet. Proclaim what a lovely name. Oh, He'll return in clouds of glory, saints from every race shall behold His face, and acclaim what a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name. The name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. Oh, it's sweet. Songs they sing in heaven. behold his face. And with him enter heaven's city, ever to acclaim. What a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name, the name.
Name.
reaching higher far than the brightest star. Oh, it's sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim.
We just want to make a quick announcement before everybody gets gone. Tuesday night, Brother Benny will be preaching at Brother Hasty's church. And I know that will be Monday and Tuesday as well. But we're going to cancel the service here on Tuesday. And please come and go with us over there. That would really make Brother Mitchell's day if we come and be supportive for his meeting. And so we're going to do that. So I hope that you will plan to go with us and here be there for support for our pastor. And then also let Brother Mitchell know that we thank a lot of him as well. All right. Thank you for that. Just want to make you that mention of that before everybody gets out and sneaks out and don't know. All right. So no church here Tuesday night. We'll be going over with the pastor to Brother Hastings. All right. Thank you. Also, Sister Cate are celebrating Janine's dedication after the service. So if they got cake and ice cream over and want the everyone that would like to come over and help them celebrate. They're getting ready for that. So please, after the service is over, make your way over and help them by celebrating today. All right? Thank you.